RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has died, passing away at her family home in Plains, Georgia, with her husband, former President Jimmy Carter, at her side. ABC's Martha Raddatz looks back at Rosalynn Carter's impact on the White House.
Impressed with her combination of self-discipline and Southern charm, Carter's nicknamed her the Steel Magnolia. During her 4 years as First Lady, Rosalynn Carter continued to work for reforms in mental health programs, increased aid for the elderly, and remained committed to women's issues. The First Lady from Plains will be remembered for her commitment to building what she called a more caring society.
Rosalynn Carter was 96. Former President Trump picking up the endorsement of Texas Governor Greg Abbott during a visit to a U.S.-Mexico border town Sunday. Federal safety investigators looking into last week's Chicago commuter train crash that injured nearly 40 people, focusing on a potential design problem with its braking system. This is ABC News. Good news for Los Angelinos ahead of Monday's rush hour. A stretch of Interstate 10 that was closed after a fire burned underneath it will reopen.
With crews working around the clock to restore a crucial artery for Los Angeles drivers after that massive fire. Officials announcing I-10 will reopen ahead of schedule and before that Thanksgiving rush. Authorities determining the fire to be an act of arson, releasing images of a person of interest wearing a hoodie and a knee brace, saying he appeared to have visible burn injuries on his left leg. The blaze snarled traffic on one of the country's busiest interstates. 300,000 Angelinos using every single day.
ABC's Jacqueline Lee. A special New York law that cleared the way for a wave of headline-grabbing sex abuse lawsuits is set to expire after Thanksgiving. The state allowed a one-year reprieve for people to bring otherwise time-barred sex assault claims, prompting some 2,500 lawsuits, including some against the likes of former President Trump, Russell Brand, and Sean Diddy Combs. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Mulvey. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last crack. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Why? stone. Information vital for mankind to carry on. Subsequently buried under rocks beneath the sea. The search will never end.